Good morning, and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Ashwini.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Our assignment from yesterday, do your daily practice. Come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance. We are practicing unconditional love and acceptance. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Bonnie from Nova Scotia.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hello. Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. And I realized today, looking at the homework of appreciation not based on performance, how I kind of bailed about a month ago. I've kept up with the radio shows, but I haven't really written much or done much recording listening since about the middle of the last session. So I thought, okay, well, I'll just catch up. And going over it, I had this huge sort of avalanche of realizations and wrote pages and pages and did lots of recording and listening and called in. And then I kind of shut down. And it just took me until today to realize I've been in my frozen mode for about a month. And I think underneath, you spoke about how our unexamined beliefs and assumptions affect us. And I think that I'm not sure if I'm conscious like ever during most days. And it feels like it's also the examined beliefs and assumptions that I think I've worked through that are the trickiest. But what's underneath that I'm realizing is, something underneath anyway, is a fear of retribution, that in me showing up, I have the sense of that I'm auditing my life, that if I actually show up and flesh out, that there will be really bad consequences. And interestingly, just after that happened last month and I called in, my son had a very bad car accident and was lucky to walk away from it. The car ended up upside down. And I absolutely didn't think about that as, oh, this is because you're starting to feel better or feel happy. But today I was thinking about how with everything that's going on, there is this growing sense of well-being in me and how grateful I am for that. But now I also see that my son's been clear that I've been really irritable and impatient. So it's like that I am wrong part of me or voice in me, I'm impressing that onto my son, making him wrong. So it's like, it's scary because it feels like the more I discover, which I want to do, there's a big fear of people being hurt.
Mm-hmm. And Bonnie, as you tell me about that, are you aware of the fact that that's happening in a conversation? Like, are you aware that that it is the conditioning that is operating and that it's not real? In other words, you're not identified with someone who's believing that. You are able to be aware that it's happening. It's the conditioned thinking process that is affecting your experience.
Yes, like now when I'm talking to you or when I'm focused on it. But I can slip out of that in just in a second. I mean, I can be thinking, okay, I'm going to be aware and conscious. I was trying to teach my son how to drive my manual car. And like in a nanosecond, I lose it. I just completely lose it.
We do. And that's why we call it a practice, right? Because we really have to practice it, because that orientation we've been trained in that orientation since we were very, very little, right? So if you go back to being a child, you do something wrong and you're punished for it, right? There is retribution. It is your experience, and it's a bewildering place because here you are trying to do your best, and any sense of well-being doesn't feel permanent because on an unpredictable, unknown level, something comes at you and squashes you, right? However we experience that in our growing up, that is a sense that we carry with us. But as practitioners, we start to realize that that's the unexamined belief that's operating me and worse, controlling me, right? Because it's that child thinking. Here I am, I do this work, I feel happy, grateful, appreciative, and then suddenly something happens in life, and that unconscious conditioning puts those two things together and makes meaning out of it and effectively shuts you out of participating in your life. Because it says, you know what? If you do participate in this practice and start to feel a greater sense of well-being, then you will be punished. Something bad will happen, and so you cannot do the things that would take care of you or make you feel good. And really, what we do in this practice is bring awareness to that process, right? And start to get a level of distance from it to go, that's not true. Yeah, things happen in life, but they don't happen because of me. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I think I heard that, and I know, like when you said it, it's like, yeah, I do know that, and sometimes it feels like I have to watch how I joke, because I laugh sometimes. Someone says, how are you doing? And I say, I'm fine, I'm actually really happy, or maybe I'm just moving into a manic phase. And then I kind of do move into a manic phase. You know, I get so excited about something that I just get shut down. And also that noticing that sometimes I've been involved in those Extinction Rebellion things, and watching how I can get so wound up and so excited, or I think that's ego there, just, and then being aware that, okay, I can just be a smooth stone, and I can drop through this to the bottom and settle quietly, and that I'm much more helpful to other people when I'm in that place rather than when I'm frazzled and excited but not at all grounded.
Yes, and here's the suggestion, right, Bonnie, that everything that we conclude about ourselves is suspect, right? Because we don't know where it's coming from. It's either conditioning or intuition from life. And if we're subject to and have not practiced sufficiently with staying with attention on awareness and being able to watch ourselves, within quotes, then the best thing to do is, as much as you possibly can, bring yourself to the structure of the retreat and the structure of the exercise whenever you remember. Because it's less important to work out what's going on in your head than it is to be able to bring your attention to here, to this exercise. And so today, it's all about, okay, how do I appreciate this person regardless of performance? And it's when we do the specifics of the training that we're being offered that we train ourselves in the skill of being present and being aware and being able to pay attention to that conditioned process and not being identified with it.
Yes, thank you. You know, it took you saying that, Ashwini, because I felt like, oh, I just want to be really thorough. I want to go back and make sure I got everything and go back each day and finish it so it's done and then go through the second session. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what it is. It's getting stuck in my head and instead of staying
it's
present.
Good to see. No self-hate about it, and come right back to the structure that will assist you to stay here and not get lost in that conditioned thinking.
Yes. Ha, thank you so much, and thank you for the program, and to all of Sangha. Everyone's comments have been so helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we couldn't do it by ourselves. Take care,
I sure couldn't. Janet Clave.
Thanks, Bonnie. And what I loved about that conversation, Ashwini, was that what's available to me is at any time to stop and actually attend to what's here. So if it's the assignment of today, I can just turn my attention to today's assignment. And in that move, it seems like that is a disidentifying move.
Yes, because as you're pointing to, right, Bob, it's the anchor of the attention, and there must be the awareness that I'm lost in order for me to come back here. And in that movement, I'm already here. And yet it requires a structure that assists us to get out of that conditioning and that training of that movement.
Yeah, and really just kind of as Bonnie did, just putting yourself in the queue is the same thing.
Yeah.
So, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, here is our next caller. You're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Margaret from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, Margaret.
Hi. I just am appreciating that last conversation. Just appreciating how I keep showing up and so does everyone else. It's just brings a lot of gratitude and more appreciation.
Yes, and it's very related to the assignment, right? Because we do show up for life. And there's very little credit given to us for participating in our existence to the best of our ability, because we're constantly being reminded of some standard that of showing up or performance that we haven't met, and therefore we're undeserving of existing or undeserving of appreciation. And so just to recognize that showing up itself is such a big deal. Because we're going up against those voices, which are always fucking us, right? Yeah.
Well, and another part that I loved about that previous conversation was just that, my overarching focus is to see and acknowledge life's prompts and then to respond and take some action. And the behavior change is around just showing up and following the instructions. Follow the structure, whether it's this class, is just like you were saying, is show up for the assignment that's here today and just do that. Like, no better ideas, no let's plan how it's all going to work. It's like just show up for this commitment that you've made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly so. It's what Bob was pointing to, right? So long as we have a structure that brings us to present, we're training in being present.
Yeah, and as it relates to money, I am participating and working towards being self-employed and doing developing a coaching business and being certified and there's just, this is kind of a pattern everywhere too, is that there's so much resistance that comes up to committing to taking those steps that are in response to, you know, the initial life prompt. There's just so much that works to shut that down. And so in terms of like the money part of it is that I have been just seeing how all the efforts to shut that down is actually keeps me from experiencing and, you know, kind of the adventure and the abundance that is available, whether it's money abundance or, and it's the abundance of interacting with other people as well.
Mm. Yeah. That you made so many different interesting points that are all connected, right, Margaret, that here you are, there's a life interest, a heart desire to be independent and self-employed and do it through connection and interactivity with other people. And so all of the resistance to that is the process of denying you the experience of the abundance by fearing the lack of it, right?
Yes. Yes, I've seen a lot around lack and scarcity and kind of the poverty,
right.
You know,
yeah,
mentality and all that.
Yeah, so the focus on that negativity robs you of the experience of what is possible and what the heart desires. And it's interesting to me that the way that you're working with that resistance is to drop the conversation, get here to whatever structure that assists you to follow life's prompts. Because part of that resistance is shutting you off from the information and the intelligence that will assist you to achieve it. And so behavior change that brings you here, that tells you the next small steps that you can take towards what your heart desires, that's really how the achievement happens, unrelated to that performance standard that's overwhelming or that resistance that's invested in keeping you away from that achievement.
Yeah, that is so true. That you just reflected it perfectly. One conversation that I often get caught up into is like believing that I need to be connected to the why am I doing this, you know, and all the conversation that can come up around that. And what dropped in as I was kind of working with that was that why not? This is a good thing. Life prompted me to do it. I'm just going to see what happens. You know, like drop that why. And just do it anyway and see what happens. Learn to trust life and practice that responding.
Yes, because why questions are such head questions, right? They're designed to take us into conditioned mind. And there are no answers to that question. And so we are locked in that conditioned process forever. And so to recognize that the why is not important in that sense of why am I doing this? This is what's there for me to do, and I trust that this is what's there for me to do from the perspective of I get to find out.
Yeah, and there doesn't have to be any big achievement at the end or goal. Like, none of that really matters. What matters is that I'm on the ride and I'm going to stay on the ride.
Yes, and practice enjoying, because things like purpose and meaning are in that realm of resistance, right? I have to define my purpose. I have to achieve my goal. I have to move towards a specific outcome.
Right.
All of that, with our life experience, slowly diminishes in relevance. Because what we get to is being alive, enjoying what we do, following our heart's desire, following the calling of life, trusting life is so much more interesting a way to live. It's the how of life, not the what of life or the why of life that makes all the difference.
Yeah, and just in a paradoxical sort of way, it's like it's the how, but it's also the why. It's like do it because of all those reasons. You know, it's like it doesn't have to be this big thing. It's just like that is how and why and what. It's all right there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Very fun.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Margaret.
Thanks, Margaret. And I saw that conversation. I just want to move on to the next call, but just kind of quickly that I love what you were talking about there at the end. Like, it seems like there's just the conditioning wants to keep us from finding out that there's all this possibility and life and joy that's available to us if we drop, you know, trying to figure things out and just participate in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's that we have to get out of our heads because enjoyment isn't a mental experience.
Exactly. All right. Here is our next caller. You're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
Oh, hi. It's Paula. I'm sorry.
Hi, Paula.
I'm so, like, life is really good because all the things that happen to keep me off the call is remarkable. I misplaced my phone to start with, and then my computer started automatic update, and it turned my phone off, so it dropped me from the queue, and I, you know, it was like, okay, what's
but
up
you're
going
here.
But I'm here, and I really appreciate that this is the way life works.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that I can see that. Life takes care of us. And,
yes, which is so much the part of our assignment, right? That there's an appreciation for life showing up.
Yes.
That's not conditional. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's such a gift to be able to see that and have the laughter that it so releases that tension and that anxiety, like something's wrong in the world, or you're not going to get what you want. And whether it has to do with, I mean, we're obviously the focus on money and finance this month is a big part of getting what you want. But what I'm seeing is that with money, I had to kind of go back in my life to look at times that where I really, you know, struggled with money, but it doesn't seem to be money itself to be such a big issue. But what is this more the process of feeling that if I only had enough of something, whether it's control or control is a big one. Like, if I had enough control, then I could stop, you know, like my daughter from being sick. You know, so big things like that, the process is similar. Is that somehow or other there's something out there that I have control over, a personal I, and I could make something happen if only I had enough of it.
Yes. It's so true that it's never about the content. It's always about the process, and whether it's money or your daughter or anything else, that attitude of something wrong, not enough, is really at the root of the suffering around the content. And so for you, it's not being enough, which results in not having control over. So what was the behavior change you chose, Paula, to address that root issue that you saw?
I'm trying to think exactly what that was. I mean, I was looking at it, the assignment for yesterday, how to express appreciation and behavioral change. Well, I think it ultimately goes back to the practice of unconditional love and acceptance. That it's a surrender practice, like letting go of some belief or assumption or expectation that I can do kinds of things. So there's that letting go. And then here's the practice that dropped in. Is that Sherry was addressing this, I think, in the Tuesday night radio show, I believe, and that was so amazing that you can facilitate, reflect and facilitate. And so what I did in communication, I haven't actually seen my daughter since she's been so sick this time. She has a chronic illness, and it's exacerbated right now, but I was able to communicate it with her through text, and I found that I was able to write the text message in kind of a reflective, facilitating way, and that felt really good. I mean, it felt like that's a very specific behavior change that I can practice and I want to implement on a more regular basis.
Yes, so instead of coming, I think what Sherry was pointing at there, right, that place of making it about me, my insufficiency, my lack of control, my inability to make you have a different life experience, instead of being identified with that conditioning and coming from there in our relationships with people who we care about, we were able to facilitate it. And in facilitation, the ego is not there, right? So I reflect her, I'm with her, and in that process, I'm with me. And what gets bypassed is that identification with conditioning that's focused on wanting it to be different than it is and producing that acute level of suffering that you can't alter the circumstance or yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm finding it just really, really helpful to see how this, I guess because it is, truly is process and not content, how it dovetails this particular program.
Yes, and I think what we'll find as we keep repeating the cycle of assignments is how much we get closer and closer, we get closer and closer to the basic process that operates us, that karma, and how it shows up in different domains, right? And so to have different behavior changes that we practice assist us to deal with that being triggered in those domains in these different ways.
Yeah, that's so true. And thank you so much, Ashwini. I want to say goodbye for now because maybe somebody else will have time to get on the show. But that is...
Thanks, Paula.
Okay, take good care and go happy.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paula. And Ashwini, we do have about 3-4 minutes left. We want to try and get on another call?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
Hi. Well, I'm really relating to a lot of the other callers. I came back from retreat, and what happened was it seems like kind of what was being described on one of the other calls, this process of doing something really good for me and then kind of this fear that something bad will happen. And I don't know if there was really a fear for that, but what happened was that the day after it, conditioning really got to me. And then there were some things that happened as well. So just some content-related things that... finding myself quite identified with, but finding that this has been really helping listening to this because just seeing that there's a lot of huge amount of conditioning coming up, but being able to be distanced enough from it to see it to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I project you've been on retreat with us many times before, right, Andrea? And that pattern of being so present, doing something that takes that much care of you in an environment, conditioning is not allowed, and then finding yourself out of that environment and experiencing the backlash, right, from from ego. It's a pattern that we could just expect almost, right?
Yeah.
And related to this assignment, in the reverse, because we are told that we have to earn appreciation, and that same egocentricity tells us that we are at fault for what happens to us, and therefore we need to be blamed. And to see that clearly is just so helpful, right? Here you go on retreat, and then all these things happen, and what you're told is it happened because you took some time out to do something good for yourself.
Well, you know what it says? Well, it's funny because actually it said you never should have left the retreat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. However it is, it's your fault, right?
Somebody
is responsible. You're responsible for all of these things.
Right. Right.
So we're not responsible for all the things we do that we show up for. There's no appreciation for that. But for everything that goes wrong, absolutely, here, you're to blame.
or else other people are to blame. So I've seen it go on to the other side of the duality as well.
Yes. Well, it's just projection, right? It's either projected onto you or projected onto someone else, but it's still an ego projection.
Exactly.
Yeah. 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 So did you have a sense of what you were practicing with to appreciate the practitioner who went on retreat and then came back and is able to see conditioning operating rather than get identified with it?
Yeah, it's kind of in this nether world where, I'm not in the light room. I'm not in the dark, dark, dark room, but I'm kind of in the gray room right now.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes, I know exactly what you're saying, right? Because we're in the process of disidentification. We can see conditioning, can feel its residue, and we're moving towards. And that's sort of when we double down on redirecting the attention, right? You pick up the recorder and you talk about it. You appreciate the person. You turn your attention to appreciation and acknowledgement and all of the things that are working. And that's the way in which we exit that gray place.
Exactly, and that I did today. I fell down the stairs on Monday, so I wasn't able to do some of the things I normally do, but felt better enough to do some of them today, so that really does help. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Just to show up however you can and appreciate however you show up.
Right. Right. Exactly. And yeah, it's not going to keep me from going on retreat again, but it's
good for you.
Yeah,
it's going to try. But.
Yeah, I guess it's going farther, fearing worse, or whatever that statement is.
Well, and it didn't keep you away from the call, right, Andrea? It's not keeping you away from doing the practice.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is to be appreciated and celebrated.
Yes, 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 it is. It is. And I'm appreciating it. I'm really grateful for this call today. So,
well, deep gassho for putting yourself in the queue and being here.
Gassho.
Take care, Andrea.
Okay, bye-bye.
Feel better.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrea. And that brings us to the end of the show, Ashwini. And here is our assignment. Yeah, here's our assignment for today. And we'll also have assignments on Saturday and Sunday. And today's, and I know the one's coming up, are great. So today's assignment, do your daily practice. Today, have a focus on kindness, all the kindness you receive and all the kindness you offer.
Lovely.
Thanks, Ashwini.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, everybody. All right, go happy.
Take care. Go happy.